Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. So much power, wonder-working. faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed and the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose. It's power.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Come on, come on. Enter in with all faith on this morning because we're still here. Amen. God has kept us another day. Amen. And hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. I don't care what it looks like, feel like. Amen. Know that God is able. Amen. We serve a living God that is able to do all things with him. Come on and praise him this morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, thank God, you, we bless your holy name. Oh, Father God, we come on today believing, amen. But Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, that you would help us with our unbelief on this morning, amen. Oh, Lord, touch our hearts on this morning, oh God. Touch and heal, touch and deliver, oh God. Touch and set your children free, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch and bless on today, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory. And all the admiration, amen. We come exalting your name above all names, and there's someone greater than you. And Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, creator of all, in all, for all. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, amen. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you remembered us on today, that you called us our name and you called us to live, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you're with us, amen, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that you have blessed us, amen, that you've blessed us today, amen, and that you've made it a great day for us, hallelujah, my Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with an humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to save us, hallelujah, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us and rose again on the third day. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our life. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil lies. We repent for opening doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our mind. We repent for sins of omission and commission. Amen. We repent for practicing sin openly and secret in defiance of your love. Amen. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are and what we are worth, who you are, and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, bitterness, contention, control, depression, doubt, grief, hatred, hurt, infirmity, hallelujah, jealousy and doubt, hallelujah, right now, lack and loneliness, lying and lust, obsession, opponents, pain, pride, a religious spirit, python spirit, a levitant spirit, rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, or otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we forgive ourselves. Hallelujah. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give us the grace, oh God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh, or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God in heaven, hallelujah. By faith we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past under the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we are redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break any and all vows, pledges, ceremonies, and unholy oaths and lies that we may knowingly, unknowingly make with the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we draw a bloodline now and we decree and declare that we're redeemed from all curse because we're made a curse on the cross so that we may receive your blessings in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord God, we thank you. We decree and declare by faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our comforter, our intercessor, our advocate, our standby, and he loves us. Amen. We receive your love now, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we stand against every spirit that is on us or in us or attacking us with the blood of Jesus Christ. And in this name, we command every evil spirit in us or on us or attacking us to loose us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we break the power of every evil assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we're in charge of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we command any evil spirit in us to come out of us right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, devil, you have no right to us. We are blood worth and redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to go and never to return. Loose us. Leave us. Come off of us. Come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, that who the Son set free is free indeed. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for our freedom in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. Amen. We thank you for your glory. Help us now to walk out our salvation, our healing, our deliverance, Lord God, and it fears your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts, Lord God. Help us to stand against all retaliation of the enemy against our breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, teach us to walk in your ways, in your stature. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Fill us to overflow with your living water in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We put on us right now the full armor of God. And we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Amen. We put on the helmet of salvation. We gird ourselves with the breastplate. We gird our waist up with the hallelujah. We put on the breastplate of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We gird ourselves with the truth. Amen. We put on our peace. Hallelujah. We shall not see with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. That is trying to send our way right now in the future. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we tell you we're using this all the force of hell that tries to come into our lives and those in our family. And we decree and declare to the devil today that the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against them. Amen. We decree and declare victory on today. And we received a victory. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, Lord. Oh, Lord, purge the wicked out the land, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace and enjoy this new day that you've blessed us with in peace, oh Lord. We thank you, oh God, that you have blessed this day, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness this morning. Oh, Lord, we put our trust in you that you will continue to bless this day and all the days of our life, and there will be great days. We thank you for miracle signs and wonders will happen in our life. Amen. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your presence right now. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, take over as we pray this morning. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and do a new thing in us all. Do it right now, Lord. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it, Lord. Heavenly Father, as we start our day, Lord, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name, remove every evil that is planned to ruin this day. Remove every plan of attack of the enemy, even as we start this day, before the attack comes, remove it, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for it, Lord. Father God, according to Psalm 67, we know, Lord, that all our happiness comes from your mercy. So we pray that you, Lord God, be merciful to us. We ask you, Lord, to continue to cause your face to shine upon us. Pardon us, oh God, from all our sins, oh God. God, We need your grace and blessing, amen. Everything we have and everything that we need comes from you and you alone. Most of all, we need you, Heavenly Father. We need to know you, oh God. We need to have the light of your face shine on us, oh God. So, Father God, show grace to us, oh God. Bless us abundantly and those in our family, oh God. Be also holy, but also help us to remember that you give your blessings not just for us alone, but that we may be a blessing for others. You show us your ways, oh God, amen, that we might humbly teach your ways to others, amen. You save our lives, oh God, now and for eternity, that we might give our lives for the salvation of others. Heavenly Father, help us not to look so intently on gifts that you've given us that we no longer seek your face. Help us, oh God, to cling to our, hallelujah. Help us, oh God, not to cling to our blessings so tightly that we can't open our hands to give to others or even to receive more from you. Help us not to fear that if we give, oh God, you won't be able to replenish what we lack, amen? In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, oh Lord, help us, oh God, to trust your sufficiency, your abundance even, Lord God, and that whatever is for your glory is ultimately for our good, and no matter what the initial cost is, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. And we enter to your gates with thanksgiving, and we enter to your courts with praise, Heavenly Father. We give you glory. We give you honor. And we bless your holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Come on, church, let's give God some praise. For he's our Lord, amen, who forgives us for all our sins, who heals all of our diseases, who redeems our lives from destruction, who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy and satisfies our mouth with good things. Come on, give God some praise, amen. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you that your word says in Psalm 103 that you will renew our youth like the eagles, amen, and you will execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed, amen. Hallelujah to your name, Father God, that you give your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us mercy for those who fear you and that your mercy is everlasting to everlasting. We thank you, Lord God, for removing all our transgressions. Amen. We bless the Lord in all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, on today we ask, oh, God, that deliverance come, oh, God. A lot of us are dealing with the spirit of anger. And, Lord Jesus, we truly regret our sin of anger, and we come to you in humility and lowliness of mind, and we acknowledge our sin of anger, and we repent, amen, and we turn from that way to walk in your chosen path of righteousness, amen. We ask you to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, cleanse us, oh God, with pride and self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in our lives, Lord Jesus Christ. Your word says that your anointing destroys all yokes of bondage. So we ask you right now to cause your anointing to break and destroy any yokes and hallelujah and strongholds of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, and all forms of anger in our lives, along with all their works, roots, fruits, tentacles, and links that in our hallelujah, that are in our lives and those in our family, oh God, and all who we pray for today, or will pray for, we ask you, Lord, to voice out all spirits of pride, self-centeredness, hate, rage, bitterness, resentment, strife, contention, taking offense, giving offense, misplaced hostility, indifference, control, and anger from us. And any replacement of evil spirits trying to come back from the abyss, bound to their judge and thrown into the lake of fire. Lord Jesus Christ, fill us. Fill us, oh God, in all these areas that were set free with your love and your spirit, according to John 14:14, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord. We decree and declare that the blessing of the Lord are upon us, that they're running us down and taking us home. Amen. Oh, Lord, we ask in your blessing that you'll bless us. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, in your multiplying, that you will multiply us, oh God, as the stars of the heaven and the sand of the seashore. Oh, Lord, with thy goodness, we know that all good things come from you. And your word tells us that you will not withhold any good things from your children. and we are your children, and we just want to say thank you, Father. Lord, we ask that you bless us and those in our family and loved ones, oh God, in the body of Christ, in our going and coming over this. Oh Lord, let us receive time and grace and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pull-ons, no obstacles. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we and our family and loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in our homes and all that enters our homes and all that ate in our homes, over our workplaces. Amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle right now, over, around, about, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay. Amen. We decree to have the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that covers us and protects us and answers for us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, Lord, your word says that you shall condemn. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name. Father God, on this morning, we lift up our mothers. Amen. Hallelujah. And Lord, we pray their strength, oh God, their peace, oh God. We pray, oh God, that your protection, oh God, be around them, your head of protection, that you encamp your warring angels around them and keep them safe and seen in unforeseen danger. Oh, Lord, we pray for our husband and wives, oh God, our children and our grandchildren, amen, our aunts and uncles and cousins near and far, God. Oh, Lord, let peace come in our family, oh God, let unity come, oh Lord, where there's been division, Father God. We pray in Jesus' name, and Lord, we ask that you protect them and keep them, oh God, in the only way that you can keep them, oh God, hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you for your hedge of protection, oh God. Thank you for being our strength, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Let us receive this morning, oh God, hallelujah. Fresh strength, fresh anointing, oh God. Fresh revelation, fresh man, oh God. And we just want to thank you right now. As we receive it by faith, oh God, increase our faith even the more, oh God. Oh Lord, just let us receive extraordinary favor on today. Oh Lord, surprise us with our favor, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. As we decree and declare together, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I have not seen the ears of heard or entered into the hearts of man the plans that you have for us, your children. And we are blessed. And we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord. That we are the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. And we don't owe anyone anything but to love them. Amen. For you made us to lend and not to borrow. For we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Clothed with the robe of righteousness. Healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you that you have blessed us, oh God. That we have favor in our time. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. And the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. 30 seconds. If you just pray tonight. Come on. Robo Shama. Yes, sir. Yes, we thank you, Father. We love you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, have your way in us. Move mighty in us, oh God. Fill these temples, oh God, with as much of kind of glory as possible. Oh, Lord, we need your glory. We thank you for your glory. We thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit, have you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. If it had not been for you, Father God, on our side, where would we be on today? But we thank you, Lord God.
Thank you.
That you called us to live. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we have life. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And then we have life in abundance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Good welcome. Morning. Welcome. Once again, we're here. We thank God. We have made it back. Amen. A new day.
Mm-hmm.
New mercies and new grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Amen and amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Glory to God. We'll call your name as we do each and every time we're here. Just want to know how you're doing this morning. Good morning, Minister Lauren Green. Welcome. How you doing this morning?
Amen. I'm blessed. Amen. I'm making it.
Amen.
I'm going to try to make as many as I possibly can. Amen. I'm just so
happy
to be online.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. We're so happy to have you on the line this morning, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? Hopefully she can hear me. That's sure. All right. Tour, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I woke up this morning, honestly, feeling a little grieved. as you were praying, I was just wanting and praying that, you know, I'd be filled with the Holy Spirit, grieved about how I'm feeling about the men in my life, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just, you know, I just, I'm praying that God will search my heart and give me peace and guidance with those feelings, you know, because I don't want to be grieved. I don't want to be conformed. I don't want to be bitter, angry, and taken over by, you know, feelings and things like that. But, you know, I just want to be filled and just have peace and guidance with that.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us, if you keep your mind stayed on me, that I'll keep you in perfect peace. So when we keep our mind on those things, we will have a troubled mind. We will have a vexed mind. We will, you know, we will have those feelings because we've taken our mind off of Jesus. So if you can, we pray for God will position your mind. Amen. May God will give you a new way of thinking. Amen. That stays on him. Because when we, and it works, and it works. And that means getting into your word. It means coming aside. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we just, the Bible says in Psalm 29:11 that God gives his people peace. You know, your peace comes from God and not anything, nothing in this world, because it's going to be temporary. But God gives us a peace that surpasses all understanding, that not even you yourself can understand it. Amen. He said, I don't even understand, you know, the peace that I have, it comes from God, because I should be losing my mind. I should be breaking down and crying. I should be tearing up some stuff, but I have the peace of God. The Bible says, Proverbs 1:33 said, but all who listen to me will live in peace, untroubled by fear of harm. Amen. So we just, and when I say harm, that means whether it be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Yeah.
Isaiah 26:3, ponder on that. He says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you and all whose thoughts are fixed on you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we pray the peace of God be with you right now. The Bible says in Matthew 5:9, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. The Bible says in John 14:27, peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for your peace. We thank you for your peace right now, Lord. We ask you, let peace come, oh God. When your daughter mind is troubled, let peace come and be still, oh God. Let joy overtake her right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Ezekiel 34:25, I will make a covenant of peace with them and cause wild beasts to cease from the land, and they will dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. We're talking about the peace that surpasses all understanding. If you could just keep your mind stayed on Jesus on today, amen. Hallelujah. For some reason, all things have got an entrance to your mind. Hallelujah. I command everything that is troubling you to cease your work, to die at the root and cut out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare you have the peace of God. Amen. You have a peace of mind that God is giving you right now. All you got to do is open up your mouth and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The Bible says in Isaiah 4:13, all your children will be taught by the Lord and great will be their peace. I decree and declare you have that peace on today. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for your name. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6-7, it says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, who stands in all understanding with your heart and your minds in Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for peace right now. We decree and declare that peace has come and peace is overtaking you. Amen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, whatever it is, whatever it was, amen. We decree and declare it shall not trouble you anymore. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come on, give it all over to God right now. Just say, Lord, I give it to you. Lord, I give it to you right now. So it's all over to you, Father God. Lord, I give it to you because I can't handle it. I don't know what to do with it on God. But you're able to do all things. Lord, I give it to you. And I pick up the peace that you give. Amen. The peace that should pass my understanding. I take on the yoke of Jesus Christ. He said, for it is light and it's easy. We will not take on the yoke of the world. We will not be bogged down. Amen. We command every mountain to be removed right there in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And every obstacle, every failure, every way of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ is trying to block you from receiving your breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So that we decree and declare our faith and combine faith together on this side that it is so, it is done. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving to God with the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Sometimes you got to just shake your head and say, no, I ain't going to let you in. Now you can't get in here. No. I'm going to keep my mind on you. No. I'm going to believe and trust you, God, Lord God, that it's done. I'm going to believe the battle is already won. I'm believing, Lord God, that you're able to turn it around. Lord, I trust you. And I'm going to stay right there trusting you. I'm going to stand in faith, Lord God, and let you have it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. We thank God on this morning that we're here. Amen. It's power and agreement that we can come for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm doing good this morning. Thank you, God, for waking me up, amen, and keeping me and clothing me in my right mind. As my auntie Ruthie May used to say, God rest your soul, clothe in my right mind. Amen. I decree and declare the strength of the Lord. It carries me and keeps me. I'm able to overcome all things that comes my way. Amen. And I'm just going to stand there. Even when people try to bring bad news, you know, and say this and that, or that's my bad. And all I say, immediately, I say, okay. And I begin to trust God and say, Lord, I trust you. I'm not even worried about that. I'm not going to even think about that. Okay, Lord, I trust you. I immediately start going in that place. I don't go into the place of worry, but just going, Lord, I trust you to work it out for my good. I trust you to, you know, just take over however it's going to be. Lord, I trust you that you're with me and that you've already worked it out for my good. I just go, okay. Okay, I trust you, Lord. Okay. All right. You know, and those things that try to come up, and I just go, Lord, okay, I trust you. But you may try to, the enemy may try to shake me for just a moment. Okay. But I catch my bearings. I stand on solid rock. Amen. My foundation is built on a solid rock. And Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. So I won't be moved. I won't be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture this morning is coming from the book of Proverbs, chapter 15:1-5. That's Proverbs chapter 15:1-5. The Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness. Verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Verse 4 says, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness in it breaks the spirit. Verse 5 says, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he who receives correction is prudent. Amen. Hallelujah. When we're looking at the scripture this morning, I thank God for the word, because a lot of things, you know, happen because of what somebody said. Wars start because of what somebody said. Amen. So what the Bible says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Have you ever tried to argue in a whisper? Arguing with someone who insists on answering softly or gently is equally difficult. Amen. On the other hand, a rising voice or harsh words also always trigger an angry response. To turn away wrath and seek peace, choose quiet and gentle words. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wrap up here in scripture. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. At times it seems that God has let evil run rampant in the world, and we wonder if he's even noticing it at all. You may say to yourself sometimes, my friend, he's doing all this wrong in the world. He's doing this and that, or she's doing this and that, and they have everything, and they're having a good time, and but yet they're evil, and they're up to no good. They're living a life of sin. They're practicing sin. But I want you to understand, God sees everything clearly, both the evil actions and the evil intentions lying in behind them. He is not indifferent. I want you to understand, he's not indifferent and an indifferent observer. He cares and is active in our world. Amen. So right now, his work may be unseen and unfelt, but don't give up. One day he will wipe out evil and punish it. Amen. He will punish the evildoers, just as he will establish the good and reward those who do his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise on this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to make sure y'all still there with me, because you know the line. It hangs up if I can't hear you. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you for your word this morning, oh God. Help us to answer, oh God, to have a soft answer. Amen. That will turn away wrath. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. For we understand and know, oh God, and understand and know, oh God, that a harsh word stirs up anger, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah. That we would not speak from the same mouth to curse as to bless. Amen. That we will have a wholesome tongue, and it will be a tree of life, amen, to those that we speak to. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we ask that you add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is our prayer, God, that we be doers of your word, and that you would help us, oh God, to do as you call us to do, to operate with the spirit of obedience to your word, Father God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Help me, Lord, to be able to answer in those times of difficulty.
Can't hear you.
No, I can hear you.
I'm here. This is Twan. I can't hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, one moment. Oh, I'm back. Okay. Okay, I wasn't sure. I heard y'all say y'all couldn't hear me, so I was trying to find out what was going on. All right. Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, amen. Glory to God. We come against every hindering spirit of distraction. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, at this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers already went forth, just say amen and receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah. Amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. My prayer petition for today is that God would give me favor with him and with man, and that God would continue to send his miracles and work his wonders in the lives of all of us that's on the line and in our families.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We decree and declare the prayers that went forth, and we right now, we just receive it. Amen. We receive that favor right now. Amen. We receive it. Lord, we just want to say thank you for it, oh God. Lord, as we touch and agree with your son on this morning, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that's what I combine faith, oh God, Lord, I pray that you just increase his faith even the more, God, that your favor may come upon his life and he will receive it. Amen. Extraordinary favor, God. And Lord, that you will answer every prayer, oh God, that he will petition this morning by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare together on this line that it is so and it shall be no other way. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister Lauren Green. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Cousin Kim, I'm not sure if you made it to work. Are you available to speak?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. I mean, well, I'm saying welcome like I'm welcoming y'all to my prayer line. But anyway, I'm all as well. And just thank you for the prayers because my peace was disturbed this morning. But I plead the blood of Jesus over me. It's just that that situation with continuing with my brother living with me is just it's a lot. So anyway, Pastor, you know, so I've already made it to work. So everyone have a blessed day. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. And I just pray the peace of God over us all, that we will not be troubled. And Lord, we just trust you, oh God, to just move those things out, oh God, that is not of you, even in those that we're having to live with or care for, God, and anything that's not of you, Lord, that be in a wicked way in them, oh God, we pray right now that it be uprooted, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. That they will operate with the spirit of peace, that they will pursue peace, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen, and we just want to say thank you, Lord God, we thank you for your peace this morning, amen, and we receive that peace, and we will not allow anything or anyone to rob us of the peace, for your word says that the world did not give it. So the world cannot take it away because you, Lord Jesus, have given us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kim. We love you and we thank God for you. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Antoine, I believe we've already prayed. Was there any other prayer petitions this morning?
Yeah, amen. I receive all that
amen. Amen. Glory amen. To God. We thank God this morning. I'm going to pray us out. Amen. Just going to do a prayer for us this morning as we leave this time. And over the presence of God, let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you. And Tuan, I'm going to have your line open. Amen. If you can, I just want to make sure I can hear someone on the line. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Just making sure we're still here. So a little amen here and there. Will help me to know that you are on. Hallelujah. Gracious Lord, we thank you. Lord, for every prayer that went forth as a petition on today in the mouth of your children, oh God, you said, greater will be the peace of your children. And we are your children, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, that we have the peace that you give. Amen. The peace that surpasses all understanding. We decree and declare that the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. And we shall not be moved. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare turnaround this morning that you turn it all around for our good. Even right now, God, your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answered. So we thank you for answered prayers this morning. And even before we even get off this line, we decree and declare that our prayers have been answered. Amen. We decree and declare that you have dispersed your war and angels or war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, give us power and increase our strength on today. According to Isaiah 40 and 29, we decree in the past, Isaiah 40 and 31, that we will wait upon the Lord and hallelujah and renew our strength. Amen. We will bound up with wings as eagles and we will run and not be weary. We will walk and not be faint. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, we will not fear for you are with us. Amen. You strengthen us. You help us and uphold us with your righteous right hand. Amen. We will not fear for you, Lord God. We'll hold our hands. Oh God, and help us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, you have allowed us to become like a log covered with sharp spikes. You will help us to grind and crush every mountain and hill until they turn to dust. A strong wind will scatter them in all directions. Amen. Lord, open the rivers and high places for us. Amen. And fountains in the midst of our valley. Amen. Lord, in every desert place in our life, we decree and declare that you will fill the desert with all kinds of trees. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, see the trees, ashes of myrtles, olive and cypress trees, fir trees and vines. Amen. We decree and declare the riches of the God. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Everyone will see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this in our lives. Amen. And that we are your new creation. Amen. Lord, establish your justice in the earth. And let the coastlands receive your Lord God. Lord, we pray for Jerusalem today, oh God, that they may be saved in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the blind eyes be opened and bring out the prisoners from prison. And those that sit in the darkness out of the prison house. Amen. Lord God, we pray them. Let new things be declared. Hallelujah. In our lives, oh God, and let them spring forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We will sing unto you a new song and release your praise from our life. Amen. Let the wilderness areas of our lives be lifted up. Hallelujah. Lift up their voices, oh God, and let us shout from the top of the mountains. We will give you glory, declare your praise, oh God, for now and forevermore. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, make darkness light before us and crooked things straight in our lives. Amen. Lord, hallelujah. Lord, magnify your Lord and make it honorable, God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name. We are yours and we will not be afraid. Amen. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow our lives. When we walk through the fire, we decree and declare the name of Jesus Christ. And that we will not be burned and the flames will not be holy. We will not set us ablaze. Amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have created us to your glory. You have formed us and made us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we are your witness. We are your servant. You have chosen us. And therefore, hallelujah. And there's no other God besides you, God. We just want to say thank you. Lord, make a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Lord, we help us, oh God, to forget the former things. And not to dwell on the past. Do a new thing in our lives, oh God. Make a way in the wilderness, oh God. And rivers in the desert. Lord, you have formed us for yourself. And we will show forth your praise. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, we'll let our offspring spring up like grass or like willow trees or near flowing streams to worship you and to be your people. We thank you, Lord God, that you have swept away our offenses like a cloud and like the morning mist. We have returned to you, for you have redeemed us. Amen. Let the heavens sing and let the lower parts of the earth shout, for the Lord has done this. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that we are blessed by our Heavenly Father. We have favor with God and with mankind.
Amen.
And we're walking in our season of record-breaking miracles of God's divine blessing and favor, God's mercy and grace, God's love, God's peace, God's protection, God's provision, God's way, God's truth. And we thank you for life, oh God. That we can decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we're saved with an everlasting salvation and the Lord will always keep us safe and free from all shame. And we thank you for it. We thank you that the wicked works have been brought to nothing and that their works are destroyed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you, Lord, for deliverance on today. We thank you for divine position and divine order in our lives. Lord, we pray that you will strengthen our spiritual, God, and you strengthen our spirit, man, as we die daily to this flesh. And before this. We decree in the Isaiah 52:1, we will awake and put on strength and put on our beautiful garments and nothing unclean will come through our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Lord, go before us and be our rear guard. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, sprinkle many nations, oh God. Let them see, and those who have not heard, let them consider. Father God, we have believed your report on today, and your arm is revealed unto us. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, your unfailing love for us will not be shaken, and your covenant of peace will not be removed from our lives, for you have had compassion on us and we thank you for it. Thank you. We love you and we need you. We command the spirit of fear to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, you did not give us a spirit of fear, but a love, power, and a sound mind. And we operate in love and in power with a sound mind. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We receive the everlasting covenant, and we receive the sure mercies of David.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We close out this prayer on today, oh God. We just thank you for answering prayer. We ask in Jesus' name. Lord, let our light break forth as the morning. And let our health spring forth speedily in those in our family and loved ones as well. Let our righteousness go before us, oh God, and hallelujah. And let you, Lord God, be our continual rear with God, and Lord, guide us continually and satisfy our soul and ground and strengthen our bones, and let us be like a water garden and like a spring of water whose water spells not.
Amen.
And we thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And we decree that all is well with us. We are blessed. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To
and
God
amen.
Be the glory.
And let's give God some praise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I pray that you received your peace. Amen. Those that were troubled coming on this morning, I pray that you have received the peace of God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And do not be moved. Amen. Hallelujah. And let God move you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you on. At this time, we're going to close out. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. When I call your name, it's not just say amen. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Florence, God bless you. Go ahead.
Now receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, mm-hmm. glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's nothing like having that peace. I'm telling you, the peace that surpasses all understanding. You'd be like, oh, Lord, thank you. I mm-hmm. needed that. I am not mm-hmm. troubled anymore. I'm going to lay down and rest.
mm-hmm.
And worried about things and not bring anything but brokenness. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah. At this time, I have nothing else to say. God bless you all. Have a blessed day in the Lord. I'm going to release the pastor's blessings at this time. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live under the spiritual authority of God. May Jesus Christ be the Lord and Savior of your life. May the kingdom of God on earth begin to manifest itself because of your obedience to the will of God. May his favor, his power, and his blessing be poured out upon you because you have submitted to the ultimate power, the spiritual authority of God himself. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive. To God be the glory. Amen
God
and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless y'all. I love you. I thank God for you. Have a blessed day. Excuse me, in the Lord. Until we meet back here again on tomorrow morning. God bless you. Hallelujah.
I love you.
Oh,
God bless you.
I wanna see him. On his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory. Let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I wanna hear him say, well.
Call me
one time.
That's all I really need, just
one time. give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah.